Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host Matt.
And your co-host Allie.
Thank you for joining us today. We have kind of an exciting new episode, something new in the series that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
We would like to welcome one of our special guests, one of our physical therapy interns, Katie Schneider.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a first in a series we're going to do when someone is in our facilities on an internship. We're going to sit down and interview them.
Yeah.
We have so many student listeners out there. We love our students. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we just thought we'd give some real world kind of what's happening on a clinical, a little bit of background of the students and, you know, some of their things as we get this kind of behind the scenes peek at physical therapy.
Give them the chance to speak on their truth.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll learn a little bit, Matt.
That's right. I'm always up for learning. So welcome, Katie. And Katie, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Katie Schneider. I am a third-year student in my last rotation at the University of Cincinnati. This is my – so at UC, we have four rotations.
Okay.
I've had a really good luck with all of my rotations and got kind of what I wanted, so I'm really happy to be here and talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if I'm an alien and I don't know anything about physical therapy school, explain to me a little bit about what is an internship and how's that different when you say you're a third year and – you know, what is involved in PT school to start with?
When he says alien, he really means, explain to Allie what you mean, because I have no idea.
Okay, so essentially, to get into PT school, you need to have a bachelor's degree. That can be kind of in whatever you want it to be in, as long as you get the correct prerequisites.
What was yours?
A health science with, like, physical science concentration.
Cool.
Okay, and where'd you go?
Tennessee State. It's in Nashville.
Okay,
wow.
And how was
Fun
Nashville?
Stuff.
I like Nashville. It got, like, really busy towards the end of my undergraduate career.
Okay.
So in that regard, I would not go back.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, busy town. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got your undergrad.
Yep. And then after that, you'll apply to PT school, and then you'll get in.
Yeah.
And
hopefully.
Yeah. And then after that, it'll be a three-year doctoral degree. Each year's a little different. At UC, and I guess at every school, each degree program is going to be different.
Right.
But I can speak to UC.
Sure.
So you'll go and you'll kind of do a year of classroom work and get your foundational knowledge, get anatomy in, all the things that you really need to get your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
Then that next summer, you will go on your first rotation.
Okay.
After that, you'll come back to the classroom for another year. And then after that, you kind of just go, like, boom, boom, boom through clinic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're all different clinics that you do rotations through.
Yeah. So at UC, you will always start at an outpatient orthopedic setting, just because that's kind of what all that foundational knowledge is in.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you have to do at least one inpatient experience. But you kind of get to a little bit more input.
Okay.
And then your last rotation, hopefully, if you have a specialty area you want to go into, or you know I'm really into outpatient orthopedics, whatever that is, your school should try to help you get a rotation in what you're
Very
interested
cool.
in.
So you get to dip your toes in kind of all different types of settings of physical therapy.
Yeah, they really want to make well-rounded entry-level therapists. So they don't. Mm-hmm. We're not training specialized clinicians
sure.
or anything, but if you want, you can go get extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite so far? Or have you only been this one?
So I've only been at this one for 3 weeks, and I love it.
Yay!
I've obviously have a special interest in pelvic because you have to do some extra coursework to get these kind of rotations.
Ooh.
But before this, I was at the James at Ohio State, and I really loved that because that's
cool.
oncology, which
yeah.
is another really big passion of
Very
mine.
Very cool.
Yeah, for those that listeners kind of just tuning in, Katie is an internship in our pelvic floor program with Sarah LaRoe, and
shout out Sarah.
tell our listeners, and we've covered these topics before, but we're always getting new listeners. Thanks, shout out to those
yes.
that are downloading new episodes. What is pelvic floor physical therapy, and how's it different than someone that's done physical therapy for like an elbow or a knee?
Yeah, so In a sense, it's not much different uh-huh. in terms of you come in and you get an evaluation and we see what's going on and what's causing your problems.
Right.
But the main thing is that it focuses on a more private part of sure. your body, and that's a little more intricately detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So we take some special coursework and we get certified to perform internal evaluations because mm-hmm. all of your pelvic muscles are on the inside of mm-hmm. your body.
Yeah.
So that's the main difference. And then we just treat from there with, different techniques.
Yeah. Cool. What have been some of the impacts that you've seen just so far in the first couple of weeks in response from patients in pelvic floor physical therapy?
Yeah, honestly, I've had a couple of patients where I've done their evals, week one, week two, and they come back and they're already having significant change, which... in orthopedics, sometimes you don't see it that quickly,
right.
which has been amazing to see some. And the thing is that the concerns that patients have that deal with pelvic floor are really impact their quality of life.
Yeah.
So when you can see even just a minimal change have a huge impact on quality of life, it feels really important.
Yeah, pretty rewarding. So back to school here, you chose to go to UC. What other schools were on your radar? Where else did you apply? What were you thinking?
Yeah, especially from Tennessee, I feel like that might have been a little bit of a reach, but not like reach, not that you wouldn't be able to do it, but just outside of Kentucky, really.
Yeah, so I'm from Indiana originally.
Okay.
I just went to Tennessee for school because I played softball. After that, I applied to UC because they had 100% licensure rate for uh-huh. like first attempt.
Shout out to the Bearcats.
Right.
Shout out.
It hurts me to say it.
And I have some really good friends here in Cincinnati, so it felt like a good opportunity, and it was closer to home.
Sure.
Other schools I applied to Tennessee State. I applied to Indiana State, IU, a bunch of other Indiana schools.
Yeah.
I probably applied to too many schools. I applied to 6 schools.
Oh, wow.
And I think that was probably too many because it's pretty expensive to apply.
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
So I think if you have a couple of top choices, maybe just stick with those for your first round.
Would you say 3 is a good number?
I think
half of that.
I think 3 to 4. If I was giving myself advice, I'd say 3 to 4. Get your top dream school in there and, maybe what your quote unquote safe option is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't worry, mm-hmm. don't spend all that money for no reason.
Very sure. Cool. What other things would you tell someone thinking in undergrad now, say they're in the process of getting that 4-year degree, mm-hmm. and maybe they're thinking about physical therapy? Any advice to them about maybe some next steps to get ready to, pursue PT school or find out if that's what they want to do?
Yeah, my biggest advice to someone in undergrad would be to get those shadowing hours in. Mm-hmm. I know that some places stopped requiring it because of COVID,
okay.
and some places weren't accepting students. I know that a lot of places are accepting students now, and you can get in somewhere.
Sidebar, Oxford Physical Therapy is accepting students. All 12 of our locations, you can come and observe and volunteer, shadow with our physical therapist. And I'm glad you brought that up, Katie, because I think it is really, really important for people to spend some time and figure that out. And you'd be amazed what you can learn just observing in the environment.
100%. I was an aide in undergrad. I was just like a therapy tech, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of experience in a lot of different fields because I was a tech for a hospital system.
Okay.
So I think that really gave me a basic understanding of what the field was about before I got into it.
Sure.
Very cool.
If it wasn't physical therapy, what would it be?
It was supposed to be athletic administration.
Okay.
Okay.
I switched that because I didn't feel drawn to it as uh-huh. much
yeah.
anymore. And this kind of fell into my lap a little bit.
Okay.
And I just decided to pursue it. I got the tech job and I said, we'll see what the physical therapy is about.
See what you like, yeah.
And we ended up here.
Yeah,
well,
look
there you
where
go.
We are. And we're on a podcast about physical therapy.
It's just an example. We've talked in some other episodes about, preparing in students and maybe people that have interest in this field. And I think getting into it and learning about it is key. Talk a little bit about the education that you receive for those that are unfamiliar. When you talk about a doctorate in physical therapy, what do you envision that is preparing you for? What type of practice, what type of, tools are you going to have at your disposal?
Yeah, so every clinician baseline should be ready to treat orthopedics. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of anatomy and physiology as your core knowledge. We learn a little bit of pathophys. We do acute care classes. Not every school has acute care, but UC does, mm-hmm. which I think is really important if you think you want to work in like a hospital-based setting. Neuro is probably the second largest portion of physical therapy school.
For the lay person, maybe mm-hmm. listening, a patient listening, what does neuro mean when we say neuro?
Yeah, neuro is, I guess, your brain's connections to your nerves and how those affect your muscles and how that can kind of go wrong and what physical therapists can do to fix it.
Come on, I knew that one.
Yeah, so there's that. There's a lot of cardio palm. And then, if you break down further than that, you get into other systems, which is kind of what I'm into. But
right.
Yeah.
A little specialized.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you think back to your clinicals, what was like the biggest unexpected thing that happened, or what weren't you prepared for? That little nugget that you could give maybe a student listening out there to get ready for.
I would say I wasn't prepared for how different each setting would be.
Yeah.
So each clinical that I've had has really required me to use a different type of thinking.
Okay.
And challenged me in different ways. Mm-hmm. So just be ready when you go to clinic to adapt to the environment and learn from your CIs and learn from everyone around you mm-hmm. how to best fit into that setting.
Yeah.
That's really, I think, incisive.
Is there anything that you had built up mentally and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible, and then you're like, that wasn't that bad?
No. Okay. I think it's because I was already exposed to the hospital setting, so
makes
I wasn't
sense.
Scared of hospital.
Sure.
A lot of students in my class were really scared of hospital, I think.
Yep.
Just in terms of like not the physical therapy part, the other part mm-hmm. of like not knowing where we're going
yeah.
or how do we help a patient if they've, you know, like had a bowel movement mm-hmm. or anything
yeah.
like that. That was worrisome for a lot of people. But when they come back from clinic, they say, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You'll get through it. You'll get taught it. It's
right.
not that serious.
Right. What about paperwork? I know a lot of people, students, you know, express concerns like, what do I do with paperwork? I'm worried about that. Like, give us a little bit of your experience of paperwork through your clinicals.
Paperwork is different everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
so don't worry too much about it, because your CI and your, like, the people that are at your clinic are really going to be there to support you.
Right.
As long as you just learn the foundations, so how to be a good writer, how to
yeah.
write your goals,
exactly.
things like that, you'll be able to fit it in. I will say, side note, that Oxford has a different sort of, like, billing that's a little more complex than other rotations that I've been on, because I've been on a lot of EPIC rotations.
Yeah.
EPIC
oh,
is
yeah.
a documentation
sure.
system
yeah.
for hospital-based settings. So Oxford is more complicated, and I'd say now I'm doing fine. So
three
even
weeks
3 weeks in,
yeah.
You pretty much have most of it, and
yeah.
this is a 12-week rotation.
There
so
you
don't get too worried about it. Everybody's here to support you. So yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think and that's great advice. I think the biggest thing, you know, sometimes I think in school, rightfully so, maybe, I don't know, I had these professors, but I don't know if you had any that were like, try to scare you a little bit, or like, you know,
oh.
they're trying to get you ready for clinicals. But when you get out there, it's such a cooperative environment professionally. And I think that's the way kind of physical therapy in general as a profession is. You know, if one clinician in a clinic knows something, more often than not, they're pulling other people and like, hey, let me show you this,
mm-hmm.
or let's learn this together. It's not as much of a threatening environment.
Yeah, and definitely do not be scared to ask other people for help.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to think less of you for saying, I'm not really sure what we're supposed to do here. They're going
right.
to appreciate you trying to get it right and trying to learn. So
yeah.
never
yeah.
be afraid to ask the nurse or the PCA or the
yeah.
PTA or
yeah.
whoever it is.
Very
and
smart.
What about patients? What's been your impression when patients learn, hey, you're here on an internship or you're a student? Have they embraced that, or has it been more like, uh-oh, I don't want to work with the student?
Yeah, no, I haven't had any patients have a problem with me.
Yeah.
I think it's because I always lead with, you know, I'm a student physical therapist. Here's
yeah.
my CI. My CI is right here.
Right.
They're watching me, and
sure.
I do know what I'm doing, I promise.
Yeah.
Being confident as a student really, I think, gets you a long way.
So. I think you're right. Yeah.
I like
think
that.
You're right. Well, any parting words of wisdom for our students out there or listeners?
I think that the only thing I would have to say is that physical therapy is a really wide field and you can find your passion within it, no matter what that is. And each patient population provides something different mm-hmm. in terms of reward. And every single person can find something rewarding within physical therapy.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Katie, we appreciate your time being here with us at Oxford Physical Therapy and being a part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I think another episode we could definitely do now that I'm interested. I think it would be a whole different to just hear all of your past experiences, Matt, school and then all of your rotations and how things have changed.
I'd probably have to go back and get some recordings on stone tablets to remember those days, but I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
That's
but
too funny.
Before we leave, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention
I was going to catch you
that we have direct access to physical therapy, and at Oxford Physical Therapy, you can come straight to us without a prescription referral. And I'm just curious, Katie, have you yet had a chance to work with a patient in a direct access setting?
This is the first direct access setting that I've worked in.
Okay.
I think it's great. We see patients. They don't have to have a prescription. Yeah. They can come see us. We're qualified individuals. We've gone through doctoral level training for a reason, and that's so that patients can have direct access to us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well said. Good job, Katie.
It's like we're training her or something. Do they teach that in school?
They teach us to be confident in our abilities. We go through lengthy training to do medical screening so that if something is outside
just
of our scope
off the
of
street,
Yeah. So if something's outside of our scope of practice, we're able to refer. Yeah. And that's the most important part.
I love this. She seems so confident. Can we keep you?
Yes.
We got it on tape, everybody.
Big Katie fan. Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Once again, shout out to Katie. Shout out to UC. And thanks for being here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Until next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com, and you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a B-visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it movin'.